Grownups, this show is made possible by supporters like you. Please consider donating at our website, yougoask.com.
You go ask. You go.
You go.
No, you go ask.
No, you go ask.
Welcome to You Go Ask. You've got questions. We've got answers. I'm Jason.
I'm Allie, and we're both elementary teachers.
Today's question comes from Brianna in Wilmington, California.
Hi, my name is Brianna. I am from Wilmington, California. And my question is, what career would you have been if you weren't a teacher?
Thank you, Brianna. What career would we have chosen if we weren't teachers? Vocab check right off the bat. What is a career, Allie? And is a career the same as a job?
A job is one thing you do to earn money. But a career is the kind of work you keep doing for a lot of years because it's something that you want to do. So that could be like teaching.
Teaching wasn't always my career. We know that you've wanted to be a teacher for a long time. And we talked about that on the first episode. I didn't have any idea that I wanted to be a teacher. And I had a lot of other jobs and at least one other career before I became a teacher. When I taught fifth grade, we always had a career poster project, and I used to share a slide with the students of all of the jobs that I've held to emphasize the difference between jobs and careers. So I used to show this to the students, and I used to park golf carts. I used to sell baseball cards. I was a busboy and a dishwasher in a restaurant. I did building maintenance. I was a librarian. I worked in a sign shop. I worked in a warehouse. I tested software. I worked in fast food. I worked in a call center. I did so many other things before I found teaching. And those were, as you pointed out in the beginning, those were all jobs. I did all of those things because I was trying to earn money. And I didn't know what I wanted my career to be, the career being the thing that you're going to do for a long time. And hopefully really enjoy and really love, which we both really love and enjoy teaching. So Brianna, if I wasn't a teacher, I still wouldn't be any of the things I mentioned before. I wouldn't be washing dishes. I wouldn't be working in a call center. None of those other jobs were right for me. And part of finding a career is finding the type of jobs that you like to do. So if I weren't a teacher, I think I would be working for some nonprofit somewhere, Allie.
Vocab check. What is nonprofit?
Nonprofit would be a company that uses money to help other people and not to make other people rich. It's an organization that helps and supports people in your community. You might be going, nonprofit, oh, that's a word I haven't heard before, but you've actually probably heard of many nonprofits before, like the Red Cross, the YMCA, Girl Scouts, Boy Scouts. Public libraries are nonprofit. PBS Broadcasting, NPR. These are organizations that are nonprofit, that are not trying to raise money to make somebody really wealthy. They're trying to help the people in their community. I don't know exactly what my, you know, job would be. I would be the director. I would like to be the director of a nonprofit. I'd like to run my own nonprofit, helping the people in my community. And I say that, I'm just like, man, I can just go do that, right? I don't want to leave teaching though. How about you, Allie? If you weren't a teacher, what would you be?
If I wasn't a teacher, I would probably be a photographer. And just a head tilt.
She's laughing because I gave her a look. I'm like, I didn't know that. Go on, tell me more.
So I got a DSLR, which is just a really big camera, as a present 1 year. And I love taking pictures so much that I had it with me like almost every day. So because my mom owns a flower shop, I would just literally take pictures of flowers. I would take it to every special event, take it to every family gathering, take pictures of people, pets. It was always with me. And so I like photography because you can tell a story without using words. I learned in middle school that photographers can travel around the world, capture moments when they're exploring. So it's like being a storyteller, but with a camera instead of a book. And so it's something that I really wanted to be growing up, but I just kind of fell in love with teaching more. So it's not something that I completely gave up. I still love taking pictures, especially when I go traveling. I post a ton of pictures everywhere. I share those pictures with everyone, but I also include that in my classroom. So when we go on field trips, when we're doing something fun, I make sure I capture those moments so that I can share it with the families.
I didn't know that about you. Would it be like a wildlife photographer, a photojournalist? Do you want to do weddings? What do you want to take pictures of?
Honestly, growing up, I loved National Geographic. I loved that they were able to travel, take pictures of things. The only reason why I didn't want to do it is because I didn't want to leave my family and my loved ones, because it's a lot of traveling and you would probably rarely see them. So that's one of the reasons why I didn't want to do that. But it's still a dream. It would be awesome to go travel, capture the special moments that you see when you're exploring and traveling.
I have a picture of a caterpillar that I took on our field trip recently that I can't wait to show you now. I didn't know that would interest you.
Interesting. Thank you, Brianna, for asking that question. It got us thinking. So we wanted to know other people's perspectives. So we asked teachers at our school what they would be if they were not a teacher. And it was great to hear what other teachers said, what they wanted to be if they were not a teacher.
Hi, Amelia. If you weren't a teacher, what would you be?
I would be a national park ranger because I'm passionate about protecting animals and nature.
Hi, Chloe. If you weren't a teacher, what would you be?
I would be a fashion designer because I love being creative.
Hi, Angela.
If I wasn't a teacher, I would be a museum docent because I love to learn about art and culture.
Kim, if you weren't a teacher, what would you be?
I would be a dog walker because I love being outside and going on adventures with little cute dogs.
Hi, Marion.
I would be a hairstylist so I could help people express themselves.
Hi, Kiani.
I would be a Tahitian dance instructor and have my own halau, and it's because I love to dance.
Hi, Mark.
If I wasn't a teacher, I would be a speech therapist because I can't envision not working with students, and I didn't know about speech therapy when I was getting my teaching credential.
Hi, Kate.
I would probably be a park ranger because then I could have a role as a teacher in one sense and then stay outdoors.
Hi, Lisa.
I would be a firefighter because I've always wanted to help people and climb the ladders.
Hi, Monica.
Wow, that's a tough one because there are so many things I would love to do. I used to be a graphic designer and that would be fun to do again one time, but I think maybe being a scientist who studies birds, like an ornithologist or maybe a photographer if I was good enough.
Hi, Victor.
If I wasn't a teacher, I think I would be a nurse because most of my family went into the medical field and I just feel like I would have just follow their steps.
Hi, Alex.
I would probably be a librarian just because I really love books and it's kind of in that education realm. So, yeah.
Hi, James.
I would make shoes because that's what I did 10 years ago and I loved it.
Hi, Dana.
I would be a forensic psychologist because I am interested in how people think.
Hi, Alan.
I'd be a public address announcer at like a baseball stadium or basketball arena. Now batting, Jason Parmalee.
Hi, Rob. If you weren't a teacher, what would you be?
I really don't think there's anything in the world I'd want to be besides being a teacher. I don't. It's the best job in the world.
Thank you to all of our wonderful staff who took a few minutes to answer that question for us. And thanks to Brianna in Wilmington for their question. If you'd like to submit your own to You Go Ask, visit our website with your grown-up at yougoask.com. You can record and upload your question right there. These are so great. I just want to be like, I just want to be a baseball player. Like, I don't know.
I was an anthropology major.
Does anybody else want to go?